and double dip. And that's the dirty name. Yeah.
short face. I understand. He gave me loving in the palm of my hand. I can't tell you how I feel. My heart is like a wheel. Let me roll it. Let me roll it to you. Let me roll it. I'm gonna roll it. Let me roll it to
yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Every pet comes with a unique set of hopes and dreams.
Will he chase balls?
Will she play hide and seek?
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be good with kids?
Will he love long walks?
Will he fetch the paper? And one wish shared by every new pet owner.
Will they be healthy?
Make that wish a reality with early and regular visits to your veterinarian. Vaccinations help protect your puppy or kitten from dangerous diseases. And regular exams help diagnose, treat, and prevent health problems before they become serious. Your veterinarian can also answer questions and offer helpful advice on training your new pet.
Will she be friendly?
Will they be healthy?
See that your new pet grows up healthy and happy. Call your veterinarian today. This message is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
I am Marinol.
I am Marinol.
I believe we are all connected to each other. Compassion unites us. Compassion truly makes us one. I'm Mike Bassano, and I am Marinol.
Marinol, an American Catholic organization of priests and brothers, has been reaching out to those in need for nearly 100 years now, in 26 countries throughout the world. Marinol dedicates 86 cents of every dollar donated to their programs, and with your help, they can do more.
Find us at www.marinolsociety.org or call us at 1-877-MARINOL. That's 1-877-627-9566.
Missioners, workers, volunteers, supporters, we are all Marinol.
I am 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 Marinol.
Good morning. You're tuned to WWUH, FM 91.3, West Hartford, Connecticut, a community service of the University of Hartford, streaming online at wwuh.org. Simulcasting portions of our broadcast day with WWEB 89.9 in Wallingford, WAPJ 89.9 and 105.1 in Torrington, and WDJW 89.7 in Summers. Good morning, it's the Friday All Night Show. How does that sound? They call it the Friday All Night Show, but it's really the morning. But it's too early to be the morning show. I'm Sam Scazzari. I'm here with you until 6 a.m., and we have a show full of things for you. First of all, the first hour, we're going to feature some music from the Monkees, new re-release of the soundtrack of the movie Head, The Monkees' Head. You're actually hearing a new 45 single that was issued as a special edition, an instrumental version of Porpoise song. That's actually vinyl. Speaking of vinyl, it's my vinyl from 4 until 5 a.m., and we'll be featuring some more music from the Warner Reprise Lost Leader called Hot Platters. And a couple of other special doodads for you. It's my vinyl, all analog source music, mostly records, LPs and 45s, but also an occasional cassette tape. Coming up at 5 is The Bandwagon. The Bandwagon is a show featuring unsigned artists from everywhere in the globe, mostly here in North America, but we stretch out to places out in Europe sometimes. Amsterdam, things like that. Today's show, we have some new artists for you from New York City, so stay tuned for that. I'd like to take a moment just to thank everybody for the support we had on our fun drive, our fall fun drive with a goal of $25,000. Well, guess what? Because of you, and as Johnny Pricko would say, you and you and you, not to forget you, we hit $36,000. So thank you very much. Thank you to Joel, who called in and made good on his pledge of a pretty generous amount. We've also got another new bit of news for you if you like this show but just can't stay up or get up early for the entire 3 hours. You can now podcast the show any time of day or night at a new site called salmonallnightpodbean.com. We have some recent shows and we have some archived shows for you there. Usually tonight's, for example, today's show will probably take about 3 days to get up on the site. But the last show here was on the site in a matter of 48 hours. Salmon All Night, SalmonAllNight .podbean.com. I put that on the playlist at www.uh.org in case you can't remember how to spell that. Salmon like the fish. Salmon All Night, podbean.com to podcast your favorite Friday All Night shows. And before the monkeys and the commercials, we had a couple of tracks there from Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney with the Beatles is the B-side of Act Naturally. Did you know the song Yesterday was really the B-side? Of course it was the hit. As a matter of fact, I do not believe that song was released in the UK as a single. It was an album track on the UK album Help, and it appeared here in the US as a single as the B-side of Act Naturally. It actually placed on the charts as an A-side. Act Naturally made it to something like 27 or something like that. Of course, Yesterday went to number one. But when it was reissued on Apple Records in the 70s, because it was in the books as the A-side, Act Naturally got the full green Apple side, and the song Yesterday got the sliced in half Apple side. It's kind of a little bit of another example of the Beatles' quirks that went along with, I guess you want to call it, the administration of their music. And before that, Paul McCartney, coming out of John Scott's show, The Underground Radio, here at UHFM, with a nice feature of blues music for 3 hours from midnight till 3 as part of the Gothic Blimp Works Friday into Saturday. John Scott there. We came in with Paul McCartney from Good Evening New York City and his live version of Let Me Roll It from the Band on the Run album, Band on the Run being re-released, I think, this week as digitally remastered. You can buy it, I guess, in different versions as a download. You can buy the LPs. You can buy the LPs and the CD and the download. It's pretty interesting, package. They give you four packages to choose from. Some are as affordable as they're very affordable. I can't really say the prices here on the air, but go to thebeatles.com or paulmccartney.com and you'll find out about the new release of Band on the Run, re-released rather. Let's go to that A side we were talking about. This is The Beatles with Act Naturally.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movies. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part and I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Then I'll know that you will plainly see
is changing inside. What does it become? Can you dig it? Do you know? Know it, use it. Those who scorn it die. To sing that you can dig it is to make your soul a fly. Heaven, can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show?
We'll be right back. down your hair and sit with me here by the firelight.
We heard a couple of tracks there from the Monkees from this new re-release of the soundtrack of the movie Head. It comes with three CDs and a 45 RPM vinyl single, which you're listening to right now, with two instrumental mixes. The song we just heard, As We Go Along, an instrumental mix of that. The version we heard tonight was As We Go Along, the mono single mix. Didn't really know that was out as a single, and maybe it was not, but maybe it was. And then Can You Dig It? I believe a track written by Peter Tork, and I believe instruments played by the Monkees themselves for most of this album. We have the technology to verify that. Anyway, it's a new three CD set with the 45 special edition. It comes in a box the size of a 45, so it's a little bit over 7 inches, and you can slide it into your collection like a 45 single. And it comes with this really cool third disc, which is like what they call an open-ended radio station promotional tool, and what you do is they give you some questions to say, and then Davy Jones answers. I'm gonna do a little experiment with it right here to see what you think. I have to open the book up here, and it says it's got my little script here. So here's this CD, which was an LP at the time. The DJ says he's going to speak with Davy Jones of the Monkees. It comes with a mono mix of some of the songs. So the song will play when it fades out. The DJ will come in. The little dilemma I'm going to have is that the printing on this document here is difficult, so I may blow it. We'll see. Tell me when all am I. Okay, so that was... Do I have to do this song over again? Now we're headed into the Porpoise song.
Hey, hey, we are the Monkees. You know we love to please. A manufactured image with no philosophies.
We hope you like our story, although there isn't one. That is to say, there's many. That way there is more fun.
You've told us you like action and games of many kinds.
You like to dance, we like to sing, so let's all lose our minds.
To mix it all together, pictures, sounds, and songs, and time and place and weather, and even rights and wrongs.
We know it doesn't matter, because what you've come to see is what we'd love to give you, and give it one, two, three.
For those who look for meanings, inform as they do fact,
we'd maybe tell you one thing, but we'd only take it back.
Not back like in a box back, not back like in a race, not back so we can keep it, but back in time and space.
You say we're manufactured, to that we all agree.
So make your choice and we'll rejoice in never being free.
Hey, hey, we are the Monkees, we've said it all before. The money's in, we're made of tin, we're here to give you more. The money's in, we're made of tin, we're here to give you more.
That's a really interesting rap that's on in the movie and on the soundtrack. And it kind of sets up the theme of the movie. It's the Monkees in anything anti-monkey you could think of. The movie was produced by Burt Ralphison and Jack Nicholson. And it was, I believe, written by them as well with contributions from the Four Monkees and some other people. And it's kind of an interesting cult classic. I would check it out if you're into the art film type of thing. It's really interesting. And it's just out there. I believe this is where, when they were writing this movie, this is where Jack Nicholson and Burt Ralphison got the idea for Easy Rider. And the rumor has it, they said, well, let's keep that for ourselves. We'll finish this Monkees thing and go on to Easy Rider, which was, of course, changed a lot of careers for a lot of people. Now, let me, I had the wrong CD in there.
Like I said in the beginning when we got together, we didn't want to do a movie that everybody had done before, Western Charge the Light Brigade. Well, we do that in the movie. We do a Western. And we don't do a Charge of the Light Brigade, but we do a riff on something else, on a different kind of thing. We do a thing with Victor Mature in the movie. We do a thing in the movie like in the 1940s, the big thing in the 1940s where it was, please don't go out and do it, but I'm going to do it, love, because I know I can do it. Oh, please don't, I love you too much. Your mother said that you're a great violinist. Please take up the violin. I don't want to play the violin. Forget what Father Duffy and Ma say about Carnegie Hall. I don't want to do that kind of stuff. I'm not good enough. But at fighting, I can do it, man. I don't say it like that in the movie, and you'll see it when it comes. We do takeoffs, and the people involved in, they don't even know it's a takeoff. They think they're doing the real part, and that's what we wanted to do. Nobody could know that in the beginning, you see, and you'll see that on the screen. That's why you've got to, you see, everybody's gonna look at it differently. The adults will look at it and they'll see themselves in real life, and they'll take their adult problems at what they have, and they'll relate it to the movie. Now, the kids are going to look at it, and they're going to look at it in a funny way when I come out and fight my way out of that box, because they want to see me move, and they want to see me fight, and they dig things like that. Any action, anything like that. Mike's way, they'll dig the way Mike gets out of the box. They'll dig Peter, because it'll be the love and the Maharishi, and that's the in thing right now, you know. It's on the way out, but it's sticking around. And Peter and Mickey, whatever. The kids are going to laugh at whatever, because he doesn't care, and we're doing a funny mimic around the table eating food. They'll dig that.
You know, Davey, it's kind of interesting to hear you spoil the movie, because you're telling so much of it that... You know?
They are, to a certain extent. We don't play it up as much. I go and see the dailies of the movie. I haven't really seen a lot cut together, but as we were making it, I went to see the dailies of the movie. And to see myself on screen now in a movie, it's not that it's being shot by any different people. We have most of the same crew. It's a different feeling. I feel as if that I'm really acting, as if I'm really in a movie, as if I'm really, this is the real thing. In the TV show, it was slapstick comedy. We do this in the movie, of course. But it's all for real, and we really know that this is for real. It's not that, you know, like we're going to make a half-hour comedy series that we can make a few mistakes in, and nobody really knows, because it's funny. We pull stunts like pulling out the script and reading the next line. Well, we do things like that in the movie also, but it's much more subtle, and it's on a much more heavier basis.
That's why you probably call it Head, right, Davey?
Let me tell you, first of all, that we have Victor Mature in the movie.
Uh-huh.
We have Annette Funicello, which is... You'll say, Annette Funicello?
Yeah, right. Unbelievable.
You know, the Mickey Mouse Club. But
the Mickey
she has
Dolan's
a special
Club.
Part, and that is... Annette Funicello in the movie, and everybody has seen her do this kind of thing 1,000 times before, but she does it great in this movie. You ought to know also that Carol Doda plays the part in the movie of Miss Silicone, so that might give the other people that didn't understand a better clue. And Sonny Liston, you know, he's fantastic. He's a fantastic cat. I went up to see him in Reno, and I went up and watched him fight, and I really feel that he really is going to be the next world champion. However, in the movie, it's a very, very interesting sequence.
Don't spoil it, Davey.
It leads from the Annette thing where she's saying, don't fight, Dave, and I say, I have to at this, I can be champ. Next thing we cut is to me got in the ring fighting with Sonny Liston. I'm fighting Sonny Liston, and I'm being beaten up really bad. And Mickey's shouting from the wings,
Mickey,
stay down, stay down.
Right.
And I keep getting up, and he keeps knocking me down. He still wants me to stay down. He says, stay down, dummy. And he comes running out, and he knocks me down. He knocks Sonny Liston out. And everybody's fighting. The cops are in the ring, and Peter comes out. And Peter's really the dummy. And then the scene lead goes further on, and we find out that Peter really is the dummy.
Well, everybody's known that, but it's not really true, is it?
Do I have to do this all over again? Here again, Peter wrote this song, Do I Have to Do This All Over Again? And it's really weird. Let me talk about the music side of our thing happening at the moment. We seem to be writing more songs because we're not as tied down as we were before. We're working much harder, but we feel freer because we're being ourselves. So we're writing. And Peter has 2 songs in the movie.
Yeah, man.
Mike has a song in the movie. And this one, Do I Have to Do It All Over Again?
Right.
It comes when we give a surprise birthday party to Mike.
Right.
And Mike hates surprises.
Oh,
he
definitely.
Really hates surprises.
I remember that.
He likes to have everything up front, and he likes to know exactly what he's going to do. Now, we give him a birthday party like he's never seen before,
yeah.
Where we lead him into this big, dark room down a terrible-looking corridor, which he's scared of, scared to death. We all pass through this corridor in the movie in one way or another. And we lead him into this room, and the scene starts when we get in the room where the spotlight comes down on the 3 of us guys, and we are singing, we're chanting.
Right.
And as Mike comes in, we all burst up into happy birthday, and thousands of people run out, and we sing, and we dance, and we sing this whole number, Do I Have to Do It All Over Again? And Mike is a little disgusted by the whole thing.
Well, it's Davy Jones here on UHFM. However, that goes on for quite a long time. Well, that's what you get with the box set of Head from the Monkees, as well as a lot of studio outtakes and things like that.
Right. No warning, none at all. Just the word goodbye written backwards on the wall. Yeah. Now my anger is in overdrive. So tell me what I'm bound till I track you down, dead or alive.
WUHFM 91.3 Hartford and WWUH.org.
Dragons awake. Take me through the voodoo, Buddha. You are the king of things. I am a fake. Over the tree tops, an automan, an automatic girl. Predator's skin and orangutan alive. I have to. Suckers of the sap. Now I'm going home. In the distance I can see them. Proudly waving flags to separate and free them. Dragons awake. Forever and ever. Dragons awake. Dragons awake.
Some music there from Guided by Voices, a band produced by Rick Ocasek of the Cars back in 1999 on TVT Records. We heard a track called Dragons Awake. It's a 16 track CD, a full length CD called Do the Collapse. And it's a band called Guided by Voices, produced by Rick Ocasek. Before that, Marshall Crenshaw, and we heard a track. We had a request for River of Tears, which appeared on the first Marshall Crenshaw album, but that album was being used for something at the same time. I had to use something else. So we pulled a track from an album called Mary Jean and Nine Others by Marshall Crenshaw. It was out in, I believe, 1987. And we heard a track called Somebody Crying. You tuned to UHFM, WWUHFM, and it's about another 12 minutes before It's My Vinyl today. It's My Vinyl from 4 until 5, where we have analog sourced music. Today meaning records, LPs, although we've already been playing some. Until then, the Friday All Night Show continues.
Paralyzed. months I got myself in ruts. Too much time spent in mirrors framed in yellow walls. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. We love to talk on things we don't know about. And everyone around me shakes their head in disbelief and says I'm too caught up. Say young is good and old is fine and truth is cool, but all that matters is you have your good times. But their good times come with prices, and I can believe it when I hear the jokes they make. At anyone's expense except their own, would they laugh if they knew who paid? Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Most of glorious debuts, I'll come back home without my things, cause the clothes I wore out there I will not wear around you. And they'll be quick to point out our shortcomings and how the experts all have had their doubts. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about. Ain't it like most people? I'm no different. We love to talk on things we don't know about.
Shopping for carrots, deciding which ones to choose. Joe starts a conversation, but she checks out without a clue. Sam works out at a sports club, hoping to meet someone new. Sue speaks, but he doesn't hear her over his iPod tune.
From a new artist that will be featuring on Bandwagon by the name of Annie Calder from New York City. We heard a track of hers called Chances at Love, and that's the title track for a pre-release EP that she has circulating right now. Annie Calder, C-A-L-D-E-R. We'll have her information at www.uh.org for you. Before that, we heard from the Avett Brothers. If I could only just get comfortable with that. It's not Avett Brothers. All right, enough of that. Avett Brothers, their album of the Avett Brothers. We heard the sixth song on the album. You tuned to WWUH-FM 91.3, West Hartford, Connecticut. Streaming online at wwuh.org, simulcasting with WAPJ 89.9 and 105.1 in Torrington, Connecticut, 89.9 WWEB in Wallingford, Connecticut, and 89.7 WDJW 89.7, I said that already, in Somers, Connecticut. We are a community service of the University of Hartford. This is the Friday All Night Show, and we'll be back with It's My Vinyl in 62.9 seconds. Stay tuned.